on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Shane Lowry is pictured on the front of the Irish Independent, just a shot off the lead at the Open. This is classic what Irish golfers do, though. They get into an amazing position early on, and then we find it difficult to sustain it. It's a pity he wasn't in this position Saturday night as opposed to Thursday night. But anyway, best of luck to Shane Lowry and all of the Irish golfers. He's photographed on the front of the Indo, acknowledging the crowd after getting a birdie on the 18th green during the first day of the Open at Royal Troon in Scotland. And I know some people absolutely addicted to watching the Open. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent is about inheritance tax. A higher threshold for paying inheritance tax, rising by at least €65,000, is on the cards for the budget. So what it would mean is that homes worth €400,000 could be transferred without the need to pay inheritance tax. A big change to the tax, going up €65,000, the threshold there. TDs are pushing for a cut to the rate itself also. So the rate could be cut and the threshold at which you pay inheritance tax could be increased as part of a pre-election giveaway. Tánaiste Micheál Martin has called the existing rules punitive, and obviously that would be a popular move for some Fine Gael and indeed Fianna Fáil voters. So that's the front of the Irish Independent. The front of the Irish Times looks at the TV licence. Ministers rule out collection of TV licence by revenue. So the revenue commissioners are going to have no role in collecting the TV licence. That licence fee is going to be retained and it'll be supplemented by a funding stream provided to RTE by the Exchequer. This is a deal agreed between ministers this week. Now, it had been suggested that collecting the TV licence could be transferred to revenue so that more people would pay the TV licence. However, a number of senior sources say this will now not happen. The TV licence is also the front of the Irish Daily Mail. TV licence deal has been done, and guess who'll still be paying €160 a year is what they say. The TV licence is here to stay. The government is close to an agreement on the future funding model for RTE. So there's a deal in principle, just hasn't been signed off on fully yet. And proposals, the Mail says, to have the charge collected by revenue have been scrapped. So people are still going to have to pay the €160 TV licence fee, and then that'll be supported by a multi-annual cash injection from the Exchequer. The Irish Daily Star charged over Mary Lou kill threat vid, and the Irish Daily Mirror death threat suspect charged. A man is due in court today charged over an online video threat to kill Mary Lou MacDonald. The Gardaí acting very swiftly, making an arrest, and a man will appear in court this morning in connection with that. The Irish Examiner says that Donald Trump's chosen running mate has criticised Ireland's proposed hate laws. This is JD Vance. And now it's prompting calls for the legislation to be passed as soon as possible so that we don't import a culture war here. JD Vance said he'd written to the Irish ambassador to the US saying that authoritarian legislation pending in the Irish Parliament would severely undermine freedom of speech in the country. So now the suggestion is get that law in as quick as possible before your man probably becomes vice president. So he's a big letter. He reposted a copy of the letter and it was shared by an Irish-based far-right agitator, apparently. So it's interesting that they care about Ireland and they're very interested in our proposed hate crime laws. The Irish Independent, sorry, I should say, I meant to bring those papers in. The British papers are going heavy this morning on Joe Biden. And what they're saying is that basically Barack Obama is now quite openly questioning if Joe Biden can run for president or not. Now, officially, Obama's office are saying nothing, but clearly it's been spread to a number of media outlets in the US and around the world that Obama is raising doubts about Joe Biden's candidacy. If Obama didn't believe it, you'd be able to kill that story in 2 seconds, but they haven't done that. There's some talk in the papers as well that on Sunday, Joe Biden will announce he's not going to run. It's only speculation at the moment, but if you look at the British papers, not so much the Irish, but if you look at the British papers this morning, The Telegraph and The Times going strong on Barack Obama, and there are a number of news agencies in the US basically saying that there's a crisis in the Biden camp and that he's about to step down. So just so you're aware, what they're saying across the water and across the pond about Joe Biden and Donald Trump, of course, making his speech overnight and gearing up for the election. Inside the Irish papers, Taylor Swift, you may have heard this yesterday, that she donated to a Dublin charity. The Irish Independent, the only paper that I can see that says how much she gave. So they say, and this hasn't been confirmed, but they say that Taylor Swift donated €25,000 to a Dublin charity when she visited as part of her Eras tour. So she goes around all these cities, and obviously there's an economic boost to the cities when she comes, but she always donates to food banks and charities. And that was on every stop of the tour. Dublin no different. It was revealed that Taylor Swift has given money to Crosscare, which provides food hampers to those in need. Apparently she gave €25,000. Her management is reluctant to disclose the exact amounts being donated, but her contributions are significant. I know in the UK, some of her contributions that she's made have meant that food banks can stay in business for an entire year. So they're very, very significant. So I'm sure Crosscare delighted. They haven't revealed how much she gave officially, but apparently it's €25,000 according to the Indo. So let all of her critics come out, because there are plenty of celebrities who would come here and wouldn't give any money to food banks. The Irish Times has an interesting one looking at what men and women will be watching at the Olympics. Irish women are more likely to follow gymnastics and swimming in the Olympics. Irish men are more likely to follow football, rugby sevens and boxing. This is research by Ipsos, which found that both men and women are united in ranking athletics as one of the most appealing contests for spectators. And I'd be the same. I'd never dream of sitting down and watching athletics normally, but for the Olympics, you'd be absolutely glued. So there's a 33-country study on attitudes to the Olympics. Public interest this year is greater than the Tokyo Games. Our interest is highest in China, apparently, and interest in the Olympics is lowest in Belgium, which is quite interesting as a European neighbour. Ireland was the average across all countries ahead of hosts France. So people in Ireland care about the Olympics in France more than French people do. Among Irish respondents, athletics ranked as one of the most eagerly awaited areas of competition. There were gender differences, though, for other competitions. As we say, men like to watch the football and the boxing. Women like to watch gymnastics, aquatics and boxing as well. And younger people have more interest in team sports at the Olympics, like football and basketball. Strictly Come Dancing is in the papers every day this week because of all the drama. And we are told in The Sun that the BBC has confirmed that filming for Strictly is going to start on August 21st. And the presenters Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman have vowed to stand by Strictly. This is despite claims of abuse. It seems it's full speed ahead. And full steam ahead, I should say. New measures for Strictly include a production team member at all rehearsals. There's going to be a chaperone now for the celebrities because they're worried about the abuse of celebrities by their dance coaches. All in all, listening to the reports, it sounds like quite a toxic show. I'm surprised they're continuing with it, but it's full steam ahead. For September 4th is when Strictly Come Dancing will be on the air, according to The Sun. And finally, if you're heading off your holidays in Spain, The Telegraph says that tourists in Spain's Costa Blanca are going to be fined €250 if they try to reserve early morning spaces on the beach. They're trying to stop people from leaving towels, chairs and umbrellas on the beach before 9:30 in the morning. One of the things that wrecks my head when you go on holidays is the stress of trying to get a sunbed, and people are up with the lark to try and get a sunbed and put their towel down. It doesn't sound very relaxing. Not in hotels. This is on the beaches now. You won't be able to reserve your space. You'll be fined with £250 if you leave unattended belongings by the sea for more than 3 hours to ensure that they don't have empty but reserved loungers all summer long on the Costa Blanca.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.